This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A construction crane toppled onto the Dallas Museum of Art today. A worker was taken to the hospital, and the crane crushed part of the roof, but the accident spared the iconic red sculpture on the South Lawn. On this sunny, breezy day, three mobile rescue cranes, five trucks, and a dozen or more workers gathered to right the tilted crane that had smashed into the museum at 9:30 this morning. When high-rise office worker Nathan Rosinski showed up for a street-level look, the crane sat at a 45-degree angle on the museum's south side brick plaza.
It's one of those cranes that's on an eight-wheeled truck. Somehow it tipped over, and it struck the museum and knocked out some of the expensive facade that covers that building. And it looks like it's going to be quite a beast. They've got to get the crane back up and bring the truck down safely.
The crane operator was taken to Baylor Hospital, his injuries reported as minor. Soon, two larger mobile cranes arrived to help secure the upended machine. Six of its tires were off the ground. Workers secured each end of the damaged tilted crane and its hanging cable and hook that had punched a hole in the museum wall. They prepared to put all eight wheels back on the ground, careful that the boom would not swing in to Mark de Souvereau's Red Ave, his sculpture the museum bought 40 years ago.
We don't know of any structural damage. We've looked at all of the spaces that are contiguous with the area of the impact, and we've seen, of course, what we can see here, which is separation of limestone elements from the cement below them, and clearly there's some repairs to be done in the exterior.
Maxwell Anderson, the Dallas Museum's director, says the crane was set up to erect a tent for a museum fundraiser next weekend, something they did 2 years ago with that incident. So this accident was a surprise. The successful rescue was not.
We love extreme care. We love the opportunity to make sure that every eventuality is covered. When you're dealing with the physics of lifting a heavy and extended arm, there had to be a lot of preparation, and it was done beautifully.
Anderson added that the art ball now stays on schedule for April 11th. As he put it, the show must go on. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.